My guest at this time is James O'Keefe III. He is the founder of Project Veritas, and you know his work behind the undercover videos that caused a government defunding of Acorn. His undercover video of NPR led to the forcing out of an executive there. And our most recent conversation with James dealt with the New Hampshire primary and just how easy it was to engage in voter fraud there. James's latest project involves an undercover video in neighboring Vermont, which, of course, just had its primary on Super Tuesday, and it's out today at Breitbart.com with some very interesting revelations. And, James, it's always good to have you back with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a pretty similar in some ways to the New Hampshire video in that you try to get access to ballots, I believe using the names of recently deceased people, and having absolutely no trouble, it seems, getting those ballots. But at the same time, you go to local bars, local hotels, trying to either get a drink or check in, and they require an ID for something that would seemingly be far less consequential. Just talk a little bit about the idea behind this video.
Yeah, we did in New Hampshire, we went and said the names of dead people. In this case, we said the names of dead people, and we said the names of living people. And we went into the city clerk's office to get a civil union, you know, or a gay marriage. And they asked us for ID. And they did not ask us for ID when we attempted to get ballots. So we juxtaposed the two. And in every single case, we went into the polling locations. They attempted to hand us a ballot to vote. And we said, no, we can't. We need to get our ID. They insisted we vote. And finally, we just left.
And so that was your way of not actually engaging in voter fraud, but showing that it's easy to do. So there was this is not a selectively edited video, then. What you're saying is at no point were you or any of your colleagues actually busted for basically trying to be somebody they weren't?
No. Well, we were very careful not to actually state that we were the person. For example, we go into these polling locations. We don't say, I am John Doe. We say, do you have a John Doe? And that way we're legally protected. But we also released the full unedited video, the full thing, so you can see the whole conversation. They assume we are the dead person. They assume we are the living person. And by the way, I think that this is even more outrageous than the dead one, because in this case, they're actually trampling on the rights of people who are living in the state. They're giving out ballots to the wrong people. So I think that's why this is significant.
It didn't seem like it from the video, but did it seem to you like any of the poll workers wondered why photo ID wasn't required?
Why it wasn't required? The state of Vermont, and like North Carolina, New Hampshire, and other states, don't require an ID. You don't have to sign anything. And that's just the state law, is that they don't want to require ID. And that's how it is in many states across the country.
Of course, the critics of this say that this puts poor people and minorities at a disadvantage. They claim about 20%. I think your video said that there's 20% fewer people among minorities who actually have a photo ID. And so when you go to the bar and the hotel, you got some pretty strange reactions from the bartender and the desk clerk when you brought the racial component into it.
Well, that's what Project Veritas does. We do the theater of the absurd. We caricature fraud by putting these concepts, making them across the board so you can show the hypocrisy. So we went into a bar in Vermont, Burlington, Vermont, hotels, and we said, we'd like a drink. And they said, we need to see your ID. And we said, no, that's just racist that you would ask me for my ID. And we used the same arguments that the opponents of voter ID used. And, of course, the people were looking at us like we were nuts and actually threatened to call the police on us. So the irony is that they're calling the police on you when you don't have ID for a beer, but they willingly give out ballots to vote to zombies and dead people and clones and beg you not to show them any ID.
Let's talk a little bit about New Hampshire now. That was just, I guess, a couple of months ago, and your video there clearly had some major repercussions. Talk about how that quickly turned into legislation.
The governor had vetoed a voter ID bill a few months ago. His name is Governor Lynch. And in that voter ID veto of his back in the summer, he said that there's no such thing as voter fraud. It doesn't happen. So we released a video in January, the first primary, and showing 12 or so ballots being given out to dead people. The governor quickly said that I should be prosecuted. I should be indicted for voter fraud. But if you look carefully at the letter of the law and our video, we didn't break any laws because we did not use any misrepresentation. So there's been a huge firestorm in the Boston area after that video, and the Senate just last week voted to introduce a bill requiring identification in the state Senate.
What do you make of the fact that, at least until very recently, the bigger problem with some folks was the messenger rather than the message?
That's what they do. They tend to attack me viciously because I expose things that people do not want exposed. And they tend to personalize the individual who tries to expose it. An interesting case in New Hampshire is that, according to their logic, you know, we, of course, I videotape everything that I do, and I release it on YouTube. And they are saying, ah, look, you know, here's a dozen cases of voter fraud. So according to them, the only way that you can catch voter fraud is if the accused videotapes himself and has a full confession and puts it on YouTube. But if I can do it this easily, that's walking in and saying someone's name, Pete, you know that in this country these days, with the stakes so high, there are probably thousands or hundreds of thousands of people also doing it and not getting caught.
James, as you know, other states have already been pursuing voter ID laws. Several of them have passed such legislation, and now the Justice Department is cracking down on the ones they can through the Voting Rights Act of the 1960s. What message do you think that sends?
Well, it's interesting you bring up the Justice Department. I think my next video concept will be to go to the Justice Department because they overturned some laws and they think it's racist. It's a violation of one's civil rights to show an identification to vote. So what I'm thinking of doing is sending someone into the Justice Department in Washington, D.C., and I'm sending them in without an identification because they require ID to get into the Justice Department. So what if you went into the Justice Department and said, I'd like to make a complaint about voter ID, and they won't let you in? It's the biggest hypocrisy, and you know, we're going to continue to expose it, not just in Vermont, but in states across the country, and hopefully they crack down on fraud. The government should be doing it just as much as citizens should.
Well, there was certainly a quick reaction to your work in New Hampshire. We'll see what happens in Vermont and anywhere else you may have already been as a result of this project. James, it's always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on.
James O'Keefe III is the founder of Project Veritas. You can find his videos of Vermont exclusively at Breitbart.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.